that in there, Toby?
I'd like to talk a bit about the halachas of Amir Le'akum on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef brings a mechilta, which is a medrash. The pasuk says about melacha on Shabbos, lo ye osim melacha, which literally means melacha shouldn't be done. So the medrash, the mechilta says, kamali de'achirim, even others shouldn't do melacha for you, which means that even a goy shouldn't be doing melachas for you. Which this would seem that it's a mefurish pasuk that a goy can't do melachas. But if that's the case, that is the raisa for a goy, then we know any melacha derais is only pekuach nefesh is only extreme situations of a matter is a derais, and as we're going to see, Amir Le'akum has quite a few cases where Amir Le'akum is mutter. So most achronim say it's just asmach. That means it's an issa that Chazal said we can't tell a goy to melacha on Shabbos, but to show its severity, Chazal showed that it's hinted in the pasuk, but although it's only a issa d'rabbanan. So that's what I wanted to discuss a bit. What the hetim of the when Chazal allowed Amir Le'akum. So first, the basic issa is that one is not allowed to tell a goy to do melacha on Shabbos, even issa d'rabbanan, and even with the eved, once it's done, one can't have enough from it. If someone's over this and told the goy to do melacha for you and he did it, then it's also to told him to cook you some food and he cooked it, then you're not allowed to eat the food. Not only that, even if you didn't tell him to, he saw you looked hungry, and he went and cooked you some food, you're not allowed to eat that food. On Shabbos, yeah. Only after Shabbos, and you just have to wait as long as it takes to cook the food, al-Kadesh Yas. And this issa is not only telling on Shabbos, it's also asking before Shabbos, to do it for you on Shabbos. And also, you can't ask a guy on Shabbos to do a melacha for you on Sunday. Well, on Shabbos, the issa goes both ways. You can't, not before Shabbos, for Shabbos, not on Shabbos, but after Shabbos. That the Chazal asked that. Now I want to discuss four main heterium that Chazal gave when they did allow you to instruct a goy to do melacha for your Shabbos. The first one, which is probably the biggest heter, is for chayla. For an unwell person, then one's allowed to ask a goy to do all the needs of the chayla. And it's not only chayla shish but sakana, even chayla she'im sakana. As long as he's not full of mishklav, as long as he belongs in bed or feels like he belongs in bed, then a goy can do whatever he needs. For example, the goy can cook him food if he needs cooked food. The goy can bring medicine through Rishus HaRabim. Even if the goy is doing a malacha deraisa, one's allowed to ask a goy to do a malacha deraisa for a chayla in order to make it more comfortable for the chayla. Even if it's not going to actually heal the chayla, anything that a chayla needs, or for example in the hospital, a bed, there's a button to adjust the bed. There's no problem in explicitly asking the guy to press the button to make the bed in the most comfortable position, even if it's not pekuach nefesh, and even if you could be the eved man without. If the tzorich of the chayla, one's allowed to ask the guy to do melacha. That's also the reason why one should ask a rav first, but some rabbanon matter people to go by taxis. If there's a chayla in the hospital, and then no one's going to be himself the whole Shabbos, and no one's going to visit him, one could go in a taxi. The pshat in that head is because the taxi is a Amir Le'akum. A taxi asking the taxi driver to go to do malacha for you. So you're getting a goy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So that's the heter of chayla b'Shabbos. Now, in addition to this, Chazal will also matter if it's very cold and the outside car is in the cold countries on a cold day, one can get a goy to switch the heating on, although now everyone's well, because if it's a cold day and you have a whole day without heating, then something might get not well. So Chazal allowed you to get a goy to do melacha deraisa, to light a fire, in order that it should stay warm, because hakil chayla beisal tzina. If it's cold, and people could get not well, so Chazal will matter completely to light heating, even the melacha deraisa, in order to make sure everyone stays well. So that's heter number one, is chayla. Now heter number two, which is a bit more complicated, is known as shvus to shvus. That means when there's a big tzorich, which we'll see in a second what the tzorich is, then Chazal allowed you to ask a goy to do a melacha drabonah. That means although, generally speaking, then Chazal didn't allow a goy to even do a melacha drabonah, but if there's a tzorich, then if it's a melacha drabonah, we can ask a goy to do that. For example, the melacha hefzim merubah, if you end up losing a lot of money, then we can get a goy to do a melacha drabanan to save you losing that money. For example, if you have a lot of merchandise in the garden which gets ruined by the rain, it's raining, it's getting ruined, and it's mukta, so there's no heter for you to bring it in. There's not matter mukta for even if you end up losing a lot of money, it's a mukta. There's no heter of mukta just because they end up losing money. But you can get a goy to be over the Issa of Moktah. So it's a shvus to shvus, the Issa of Amir La'akum, and which is only over the Issa of Moktah. A shvus to shvus, but Malcolm Heps is Maruba. They end up being a big loss, then the Chazal matter that.
You can tell them to go straight.
Yeah, you can tell them to go straight. That's the head of.
You want a big loss, I mean, I'm
beside. Oh, so how does it? Could be, it depends on the situation. If it's a whole lot of.
Yeah. £10, £50,
what is good big?
Everyone on
Islam?
No.
Yeah, it's like, I suppose each case, I mean, there's no numbers given in the postgame, so whatever's. Yeah, it's a good question exactly what the amount is. I suppose a substantial loss, which would make him. Yeah. The other heta is the Tzorich Mitzvah. That means if you need for mitzvah, then you can get a goat to do a melacha on the tzorich mitzvah. For example, if the shofar is on top of a tree, so there's Issa on Shabbos to climb on a tree, so we can ask a goat to climb on the tree to fetch the shofar. Or another example, if there's you got matzah across the roads are camelous, then you can get a goat to do the melacha jabon of carrying on across the roads of the camelous, and the tzorich mitzvah because you want the matzah. Or for example, the tchum. If you need something from out of the tchum, let's say there's shofar, lulav, or matzah is out of the tchum, there's isan yomtah to go out of the tchum, so you can ask the goy to go out of the tchum the tzorich mitzvah. Rav Falk says over that, I mean, he was a young boy in Gateshead Yeshiva, then Rav Aaron Kotler came to Gateshead, and he gave a shiur in the shul, and he wanted a Rambam, and in those days the shul, there was no Rambam there. So they told the goy to go across the road to Yeshiva to fetch a Rambam to bring it to the shul. So, because the street there is only a Kamelis, it's a little street, and it's only Issa Drabonon. So get a goy to do Issa Drabonon to bring there the Tzorich Mitzvah for the Rambam. It's definitely Mitzvah the Rabbin. So the Tzorich Mitzvah can get a goy to do a Melacha Drabonon, and that's what Chazal matter. The other thing is the Tzorich Sudas Shabbos. If this Mishnah Berurah says only a proper Sudas Shabbos, not stand to have an extra drink or an extra snack or something for Shabbos, but for the main Sudas Shabbos, then you're allowed to get a goy either to bring it from a different place or let's say to put it back on a blech or in a case where you're not allowed to do it yourself because it's a drabonon. For example, you forget you left the kegel in the fridge by mistake, so we can get a goy to put it on the blech. Because only it's a drabonon, and let's say it's the Shabbos, one can be over, get a goy to over a drabonon, it's a shvus to shvus, the tzorich of the Shabbos. Although you can't get the goy to let's say plug in, if you got to plug in the hot plate, you can't ask a goy to do that, because that's a melacha deraisa. Sitting on the hot plate is a melacha deraisa. You can't get a goy to melacha deraisa, even a tzorich mitzvah. You can only get a goy to do a melacha drabonon, if it's a tzorich mitzvah, for your Sudas Shabbos. So that's heta number two. Number one is for chayla, they'll matter outright, even a melacha deraisa. Number two was shvus to shvus. They were allowed to get the goy to the Issa Rabbanon when there's a big tzorich like a monetary loss or a tzorich mitzvah. Then they allowed only a melacha Rabbanon for a goy. Now the third heta is Eino Mischaven. Now generally we know by Yid if you do one melach one pu'ula and that causes a melacha to happen. For example, you schlep a bench in the garden. So. If it makes a groove, that's a melacha of chorish. So if it's a light bench, which it may make a groove, it may not, that's called dovish ein mischaven, and you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do that. If it's a very heavy bench, then it's called psik resha. Like the Gemara says, psik resha v'lo yomos, can you cut off a head of a chicken and say you just want to play with the head, you don't want the animal to die? That is called killing the chicken. So if you pull a very heavy bench along the garden, then you know inevitably that it will make a groove, so you're not allowed to do that. It's a melacha deraisa, to pull along a very heavy bench. Although, the only thing you're intending to do is to pull along the bench. But since you know for sure it's going to make a groove, it's awesome in the eyes to do. But for a goy, chazal on matter. You can ask a goy to do something, which that will definitely cause the malacha to happen, is still allowed. Because all you're telling him what to do is to do the mutter de kapu'ullah. But by a goy, you don't look at what's going to happen. You look at what you're telling him to do. So, and even allowed to the chatchila to tell him, even without tzorich b'chlal, even without any tzorich mitzvah. You only look at what he's doing, what you're telling him to do, what he's doing for you. What happens as a result?
If he gets off the other fridge, you
like... Oh, I was just going to say that, yeah. But to open the door of the fridge, you just ask him to open the door of the fridge, and that's all he's planning to do. You're not thinking about the lights, it's not a light switch, it's a door of the fridge. He's thinking he's opening the door of the fridge. And the way it goes is the light goes on. He's not thinking about that. That's not the pu'ulah he's trying to do. So then you'll have to ask the guy to open the fridge. You can't tell him, can you turn the light on inside the fridge? You can tell him, please open the fridge for me. So all you're doing is the malacha hamuteres. Due to that, the issa happens. With that, there's no problem. So based on this, the Ramah says that if you've got in a cold place and you've got no fire, so there's a heter to get a goy to come and light the fire for the heating, like we said, so you can get a goy to come and light the fire. So it says if you have next to the fire you have your food for your Shabbos meal, so then you're allowed to let the goy light the fire, and at the same time the food will get heated up as well, because he's not lighting a kitchen oven, he's lighting a stove that's meant for heating up the house. So then you're allowed to even dafka arrange it. You can tell the goy to put maybe tell another goy to put the food near the stove, and then tell the goy the house is freezing cold, can you please put on my heating? The goy lights the heating, and at the same time the food gets heated up. You're allowed to do that. If you know it's going to get heated up, then it's like you've got a part of the malacha. But if the food can be there for Shabbos, it's also good. You put the food for Shabbos near the heating, the heating. All you're asking the guy is to turn on the heating, to put light the fire from the heating. Since because he's not intended to do that malacha, although it's a malacha deraisa, and the tzur of the Shabbos, such a kind of malacha deraisa, would not be allowed. But because he's not intended to do that, then it's out. Yeah, I mean, if it's the same, I mean, oh yeah, that's a good question. I've heard that question in Yitzchol. Yeah, it's good. In Yitzchol, it's the opposite. It's boiling hot, and the people are suffocating. Can you get a goy to do that? Yeah, I don't remember what the answer was. I've heard the person discuss it.
If the light, the house fuses.
Yeah.
You can ask the goy to put it on. Instead, now you're hot,
it's
going to
go on. But that you can't really ask the goy to put it on because it's not.
It's mostly fun. Oh,
it's most of it, right? Yeah.
My fridge is going to go on, hot plate is going to go on, isn't it going to go on again?
Yeah. If it's just most of it, and then he's only intending, just tell him to put my. You just tell him, you have to really hint at him, because you can't.
Yeah, hint for the light,
yeah, I think so, yeah. I maybe heard some person doing that, but there definitely are opposing who allow that. Oh, so now that's heter number three. Now, heter number four is for Tzav Alechaim. Gemara says, Tzav Alechaim Doraisa. That's because Tzav Alechaim Doraisa, you're allowed to ask a goy to, for example, milk the cows. The cow's in pain, it hasn't been milked. So you're allowed to ask a goy to do Malacha Doraisa to save the cow from discomfort or pain. So which is a chiddush, because it was, so for other, it's basically it's the same level het as chayla. Like we have about chayla, you're allowed to get the goy even to do Malacha Doraisa. So too for the chayla animal, Tzav Alechaim, the animal, you're allowed to get a goy. Yeah, to do a malacha deraisa in order to save the cow from discomfort by milking the cow or whatever the tzav alechaim is, you're allowed to ask the goy to do that. So the person can talk about it, but the evidence can't. I mean, they say lechatchila you should get the goy to keep the milk himself. You buy it of him afterwards, but you're not mechuv to let the milk go to waste because there's a heter. The chazal allowed it. Yeah, the person do say lechatchila. There's another way out. You should try and get out. Oh, so these. So the size like this. The story happened here. Somebody here in Manchester had a fish tank, and it had like a, I don't know, maybe all the fish tanks have like an oxygen pipe for the fish. And on the Shabbos it fused. He wanted to know if he could get a guy to turn on the fuse that these fish can breathe happily. So if Tzav Alechaim is mutter, so if Tzav Alechaim is allowed to. Now, if this is right, then he can save his chum as well, his whole Shabbos meal. Because if his hot plate went off, let's say his hot plate is on the same fuse, so there's no heter to get a goy to do malacha deraisa and to save his Shabbos meal. Like we said, he can only do a shvus to shvus. You can't. The Torah mitzvah of a Shabbos meal is not enough of a heter to get a goy to do a malacha deraisa. But Tzav Alechaim is. So you tell the goy to tell him, look at your fish tank, it needs switching on, which is a heter for Tzav Alechaim. So he turns on the fuse, and at the same time, the hot plate goes on as well.
Then Tzav Alechaim, but a goldfish has got oxygen. Maybe it'll be a new kit for you to
have oxygen. Maybe nowadays, I thought maybe they're closed. I don't know.
Cold.
Right. Assuming it is. So that should. So if that's true, then your fish can save all your Shabbos food. Oh, So this leads us to interesting, as the heading of the shiur was interesting holiday shailas. So my shaila goes like this: wherever you go on a walk anywhere in the countryside, a lake or a river, you will see these geisha men standing there all day with their fishing rods fishing. Most times, if they throw the fish back in when they're finished. The question is, Noti Behud has got a whole long tshuva about people that these very rich Yidden who have massive estates with the forests and mountains and lakes, and they as a hobby they go hunting. And they kill the animals. So Noti Behud comes out very strongly against it. He mentions a whole lot of different problems, but he says it's Mamash Zacharias and Sa'ab Alechaim, and he's very against the killing. Obviously, we know that animals are meant for us, and we're supposed to take animals and shech them and eat it. But if you're not taking the animal for yourself, but just killing it and living it there, then it's just tabal chayim. That's not what animals are meant for. So the question is, then maybe the same thing should be about fishing. The fishing, they've been tired of fish, and they throw them when they're finished. So, but what's the hetzer to do that? It's a shayla of why not? Perhaps it should be a shayla of tabal chayim. So I'm not sure exactly how they leave them the whole day and set them when they finish, they didn't straight away. I wasn't sure exactly how
at the end of the day.
End of the day they put it in. So they usually like
no
pass
over that. Yeah, lying again. But there's definitely some kind of tap, no, is it
not?
So I found, say if Yad Yehud in Yerodea, he says B'chiddush. He says that at least some Rishonim say there's no tabal chayim on fish. He says that animals, like regular animals, the Torah says the Issa of Eiv Menachah, you have to shecht it, you can't eat it alive. So then the Torah respects their life, so to speak. The Torah says you have to shecht it. The Torah considers their life a life that needs shechting. But fish, as much as the Torah doesn't consider it a chiyus, they can eat it without anything, with Eiv Menachah, you can eat it just as it is. So as much as the chiyus is not considered the chiyus, there's no issa to be matzah in them either. There's no issa to tzab alechayim if something which is not a chay. It's just, it can be eaten as it is.
It has to be dead.
But there's no issa in the rice. In the rice you can just pull a bit off and eat it straight away. At least to come to some shame. So there's no issa to tzab alechayim. Even if it is, it's just als achzoris maybe, but issa to tzab alechayim it isn't. So he wants to say, as much as no issa to tzab alechayim, no issa eiv menachay, so too there's no tzab alechayim. So this is right, then maybe our two shaylas could be connected. If you say that you're allowed to fish and throw the fish in back, even if you're causing them pain, so then you say, because there's no issa tzab alechayim on fish. Okay, if you go like that, then you won't have a heter with your fish tank. If there's no issa tzab alechayim on fish, then you can't call a guy to switch your fuse on for your oxygen of your fish. So basically, the machlokes, he says the machlokes is showing if there's tzab alechayim on fish or not. But it could be, both these questions could depend on it. I mean, if it is tzab alechayim, then on one hand, you wouldn't be allowed to fish and put it back in. On the other hand, you'll have a heter of getting a guy to put on the oxygen of a fish tank. And if there's no tzab alechayim, then you're allowed to fish. But on the other hand, you will have a heter of getting a guy. It could also depend on this, that the feeding before, the mitzvahs that you have to, before you eat yourself, and you have to feed the animals. So then, if it depends, it could be that it's because of tzab alechayim. So maybe does it depend on fish? Might depend on the shayla as well.